Avoid them.
That was Don Patterson with his letter to a young poet. The series was produced by Emma Harding and it was first broadcast in January this year. This is Radio 3. We're about to go global.
BBC Asian Network takes you on a unique journey into the music of Bollywood. On Monday evening, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra will be joined by Bollywood and Indian folk singer Sonam Mohapatra to explore the music of a giant of Indian cinema, R.D. Burman. From the 60s to the 90s, R.D. Burman's film music was hugely popular in cinemas across India, and you can hear some of his best-known works brought to life. So join me, Bobby Friction, the BBC Philharmonic, and Sonam Mohapatra for a celebration of the music of R.D. Burman on Monday evening from 8 over on BBC Asian Network.
It's 11 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3, time for World on 3. Here's Lopa Kattari.
Thanks, Ian. Well, funny enough, we've got a little flavour of India in the studio tonight. But I'm going to start the programme tonight with a bit of Bajigi. I'm not quite sure what it is exactly, other than the title of a catchy new tune from ex-Zap Mama band member Sani Niolo from her new album, Tiger Run. Oh, oh, eh, 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 my Belly lies, I'm a German and a si man, mamma, call a dog, man, a bachelor, see, man, mamma, jungle dog, man, a bachelor, man, mamma, jungle moss. Bijugi from Cameroonian singer Sally Niolo. On the sleeve of the album Tiger Run, it says that the songs are inspired by the moment before a tiger attacks. Well, Bijugi certainly has a pace and intensity to it. Even her vocals to me sound like forest birds calling out fast words of warning. Tiger Run is due out at the end of this month. Hello, you're listening to World on 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. My guest on the programme tonight is sitar maestro Niladri Kumar, and he's over here for the Durbar Festival that kicks off the classical music season at London's South Bank Centre next week. Also, over the next 2 hours, I'm going to be taking you to the west coast of America, Cape Verde, the Lebanon, and back in time for some pretty eclectic music. This next song is from Bragas, a folk group from the Czech Republic who've been exploring and celebrating the flavours of Arabia along the Mediterranean, mixed in with the Balkans. This is Agarado from their album Yala.
A mí me dijeron Carmen, mi compañera María, que dos nombres tan bonitos, Alanos Ramos de Oliva. Bailador, baila, vende, baila con mi airba, si nos bailas, vende, pronto baile en nudare. Manero toca bene as ferinas dalle donne, as trapassinato toccan de brañas verreste sonne. Recoeme un cemento colora no me vivire, sobe poño de lutto quando me querrò morire. Me dijeron Carmen, mi compañera María, que dos nombres tan bonitos, Alanos Ramos de Oliva. Bailador, baila, vende, baila con mi airba, si nos bailas, vende, pronto va a renudare. A mí me dijeron Carmen, mi compañera María, que dos nombres tan bonitos, Alanos Ramos de Oliva. Bailador, baila. We'll be right back.
Maple Leaf Rag, a swinging Dixieland blues from an unexpected source, a brass band from California called California Feet Warmers. Now, in about 5 minutes time, my guest in the studio, Niladri Kumar, is going to be playing for us. So while he gets ready, here's a couple more tracks. Crate diggers, that's the term for labels and music collaborators alike. That rummage often literally through old bins, ramshackle sheds and long neglected studios in the hope of unearthing musical treasure. Well, a new name on the block is Tiger's Milk, co-owned and run by chef, restaurateur, writer and music man Martin Morales. He's an Anglo-Peruvian and it's his Peruvian side that has been calling to him these last few years. Peru Bravo is Tiger Milk's second album, and it has some pretty fiery and funky tracks on it from the late 60s and early 70s, when the military might of General Velasco was driving much of Peru's urban music underground. This is from La Gonia, one of the successful groups of the time, a song called Bahia, a bit of Peruvian psychedelic rock.
Like a rock, Bahia is all what you need. Hey. will hold the sea, my baby, big sweet baby of mine. Been so long without my baby, till sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. I'm leaving this town early next morning, a big sweet baby of mine. It won't be long before we're together now, baby and me, happy till the end of time. I just can't go on without him, I miss him more and more each day. And all I do is dream about my baby and his loving way. I need someone to love me, to take me by the hand, to lead me out of my misery and tell me he's still my man. That's why I'm going home to see my baby, big sweet baby of mine. Been so long without my baby till sometimes I feel a plumb going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. Plumb going out of my mind.
Recorded in 1956, Ruth Brown and Sweet Baby of Mine, another gem from the rich and varied music coffers, brought to you by yet another of those labels that you simply follow because they always come up gold. Please Don't Freeze is the third album from German label Trikont in a series called Early Black Rock and Roll. 26 intense bites of music from a bygone age. And I'm going to play another track from it, if time permits, later on this evening. And so it's time to turn to my guest tonight, Nanadri Kumar, sitar maestro from India, who's here in London ahead of his performance at this year's Darbar Festival that begins next week on the 17th. Nanadri, a very warm welcome to you.
We've kind of laid down
the World on Three music gauntlet to you tonight because you've been finding a way to play along with nearly all the songs I've played so far, from the Balkans to Dixieland swing, and it's been a delight. But I'm guessing you're going to play something a bit more conventional now, though, from the classical Indian repertoire.
Sure. I probably would start by saying that whatever little you heard was a little bit of the part of the tuning, which we are just trying to get in tune with the settings, and now we will play a little bit of what we actually do with our instruments and the music.
Great. What are you going to play?
Well, I didn't have a very fair idea what I wanted to do, and then suddenly I realized that since we are living in the age of modernity, it'll be nice to revisit something which is really age old in the sense of the composition. So I learned from my father, but there were just a few very little compositions that I learned directly from my grandfather, because he passed away when I was about 14 or 15 years old. And this is one of the compositions that I learned directly from him. And it's based on a rag called, it's a very romantic evening melody rag, Jinjoti. And as most of the Indian classical sitar compositions is based on the tempo, which is called the middle tempo, which is the Madhya Laya. It's somewhere in between, not very slow, not very fast. So that's the composition, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Fantastic. Niladri Kumar Sitar and accompanied by Gurudev Rayat on tabla. Well, Niladri, I've come and joined you here on the floor, sitting cross-legged, shoes off.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's the best way. It's the best way to hear the tone, though, that comes out of the sitar. It's fantastic.
That's true, but then that's not possible in...
In an auditorium. I'm making the most of having you here in the studio. Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You said that that piece was something that your grandfather taught you.
The composition. The first composition that you heard, but the rest is not really what he would have probably improvised. But the composition, yes.
How long did it kind of take you to master then? Do you never really get there?
You never really get there. So... the good thing about interviewing and answering your questions is you already know the answer. So you never really get there, but you don't want to get there. You don't want to get anywhere, actually. You just want to enjoy the journey, I guess.
I was checking out your website today, mm-hmm. and there's a absolutely delightful photograph of you, aged 4. I want to say... sitting with the sitar, but it's more like you're sitting underneath the sitar because it's, yeah. you're absolutely swamped by it.
Yes.
How on earth did you start learning an instrument at such a young age? And when you're so small and this thing is so big.
Well, that particular photograph that you're mentioning was just like a photo shoot with one of my father's sitars. But actually, I started learning with a smaller sitar, which was specially made for me, or rather people who start very young. And it was a much more simpler and just the basic 7-stringed sitar. It didn't even have the sympathetic strings, actually, initially. So that's how I started.
And what kind of regime was it? Is regime the right term to use?
Well, honestly, I would probably not call it a regime because... I think it was just the great insistence of my father with which the reason why I actually started playing the instrument at that age. Because at that age, you know, as a kid growing up in the big city like Mumbai, you just have so many varied interests apart from sitting cross-legged and playing an instrument which makes you cut your fingers and... it's not very comforting. But then I think it's basically my father who, you know, kind of experimented different things to make it more interesting for a child like me and then got me interested. And more than getting me interested, he got the right technique to be utilized for me to be able to play the music at that age and then take it ahead from there.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't remember, actually, to be very honest, but I did definitely enjoy the adulation that I would receive after a performance or, you know, the kind of attention.
Yeah.
So, yes, I remember that part, but I don't so much recollect if I was actually enjoying playing the music at that point.
I mean, it must have been awful at times, you know, as you were saying, you know, having your fingers cut and sore,
yes.
and never really having the chance for them to heal properly because you're playing every day, right?
Right. Now, you don't want it to heal because that's what you're trying to aim, that it cuts and it remains like a kind of a callus, which mm-hmm. actually aids in playing the instrument.
Yeah.
So if it heals, then you have to work again, so which is even more tedious. But yeah, I think starting young, sometimes you go through these really hard things more easily than yeah. rather starting it later and feeling it.
Do you feel that you had a childhood, so to speak? I mean, it's a lot of discipline to take on as a young kid to you know, not only the kind of weight of it's a long line of sitaris you come from. You're the fifth generation.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel that weight? Do you feel that your childhood is taken away from you somehow?
No, not really. I had a great naughty childhood, which I can fondly look back to. It was not something which was forced upon me. Like, you know, you have to give and dedicate that many hours. I was very lucky, to be very honest, to have been born in that family. For me to get music that easily. So sometimes when I see a lot of other young people, musicians, wanting to reach there. For them, it's they have to really walk those extra miles, which I didn't have to, because there were some certain things that I just got without even asking for it. And some things were just there to be, I mean, you never noticed it, that it was there. It was already, you were already playing it. So it was all good if you look back. So I wouldn't say something as, you know, profound as to I didn't have a childhood. I, of course, did have a great childhood, yeah.
So what did you do in your spare time? Did you go out with your mates? You listen to rock and roll?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, the moment I stepped out of home, it was everything but just classical music. So I was exposed to all the forms of music, and except classical music.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where my the other exposure started.
So what's the next? Give us another a piece, Niladri. What are you going to play for us now?
Well, interestingly, I'm going to play you the same scale.
Yeah.
Which is what we do. I'm going to play you the same scale, the same rag. But I'm going to play another piece in that same scale. So you know how we actually play the same scale, but it sounds so different from the other one, other piece. And we improvise on that. Let's try.
Thank you.
Pure artistry. Niladri Kumar, accompanied by Gurudev Rayat on Tabla. More from them in about 20 minutes' time. If you've just joined us, you're listening to World On Through with me, Lopa Kotari. My guest on the programme tonight is classical musician Niladri Kumar, who's going to be playing for us again a little bit later on. Also still to come, I've got some music from Estonia, a song from loved up banjo duo, husband and wife team. Oh, Niladri, one minute. Well, you see, there's improvisation on the sitar and singing away for us too. Maybe we won't wait 20 minutes for you to come back to us.
Okay, cool.
Yes, so coming up on the programme, I've also got some music from Estonia, a song from loved-up banjo duo, husband and wife team, Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn, and my latest addition to the World on Three World Music Must-Have playlist. You can tweet me at This Is Lopa, hashtag World Music Must-Have, or you can shorten it to WMMH, and tell me what music is an absolute must on your shelves. I'm sure that in amongst the CDs and old vinyl, you'll be finding something from this guy, Fela Kuti, king of Afrobeat and world-class political agitator. I went to see the film Finding Fela last week. You should go and see it, even if it's only for the archive footage of Fela or Bill T. Jones' insightful commentary. Bill is the director of the Fela musical that gave rise to the making of this film. Anyway, the film, long as it was, gave me a fresh take on some of Fela's hits. And this is one of them, Opposite People, a commentary on public and private faces of those in power.
Them go show, them go show. Them go show themselves clear, clear, them go show. Them go show, them go show opposite people. Them go show themselves clear, clear, them go show. Them go show, them go show. Them go show themselves clear, clear, them go show. Them go show, them go show opposite people. Them go show themselves clear, clear. Them go show anywhere them day.
Them go show
anywhere you day.
Them go show.
Them go show themselves.
Them go show
opposite people.
Them go show
anywhere them day.
Them go show
anywhere you day.
Them go show.
Them go show themselves.
Them go show
opposite people.
Them go show.
Everyone they dance for enjoyment. Everyone they talk for communication. Everyone they hear for ideology. Everyone they think for in progress. Everyone they dance for enjoyment. Everyone they talk for communication. Everyone they hear for ideology. Everyone they think for in progress. And now but look him, he don't show himself. Opposite people, I say look him, he don't show himself. Opposite people, I say look him, he don't show himself. Opposite people, I say look at the thing, he don't show himself. Everyone they dance, him go push. Everyone they talk, him go shout. Everyone they hear, him go sleep. Everyone they think, him go drink. Everyone they dance,
him go push.
Everyone they talk,
him go shout.
Everyone they hear,
him go sleep.
Everyone they think,
him go drink.
Everyone they dance,
him go push.
Everyone they
think, him go shout.
Everyone they hear,
him go sleep.
Everyone they think,
him go drink.
Everyone they dance,
him go push.
Everyone they talk,
him go shout.
Everyone they hear,
him go sleep.
Everyone they think,
him
go see. He don't show himself.
He go the shakara,
he go the karakata,
he go the shakara.
He don't show themselves.
He go the shakara, he go the karakata, he go the shakara.
Opposite people. Show themselves. You could shakara, you could kata kata. You could shakara, kata kata put them together.
You
could shakara, you could kata kata. Opposite people. You could shakara, you could kata kata.
You
could shakara, kata kata put them together. Opposite people. You could shakara.
Shakara,
they don't show themselves.
Shakara,
trance-inducing West African drums and jazzy guitar riffs from Fofula, the sound of the world in Britain. That was a song called Blessed, featuring the voice of Inés Mezel, herself a blend of nations and influences. I've got another track from Fofula's self-titled album still to come a bit later on in the programme. Another recent release is Cavalo. It's an album from Brazilian sonic pop artist Rodrigo Amaranchi. He's a relative newcomer to the international scene. He started off with Brazilian rockers Los Hermanos back in 1999, released four albums with them. 8 years later, he headed off to California to work with Devendra Banhart. And now, after 15 years in the business, he's finally come out with his debut solo album, Cavalo. This is Mon Nom, French for My Name, one of the tracks from it that's been released as a single. Rodrigo is going to be over here in the UK for four gigs over four consecutive nights, starting the 22nd of this month in Leeds, then heading to Manchester and Newcastle before ending up in London on the 25th.
Je suis l'étranger. Ça peut se voir, je ne parle pas tout à fait comme toi. Je viens de la plate-bande où les aubergines se violent. Cachée
got old time religion. There is his cash in a coffee can, and he makes his decisions down on his knees. He's a full grown man, and he had a vision of a fire. It burned up all the land. You could call it superstition. You could run just as fast as you can. He took a beating. His father screamed at the top of his lungs. An Old Testament reading. If you spell the right, just spoil the sun. He's got scars for his bleeding. The fear of God fills every one of you. Can listen to him pleading, pleading for the Holy Son. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. He's got a King James edition with all of the words of Christ in red, and he reads the inscription every night when he goes to bed. And he goes fishing for sinning men like Jesus said. Got an old time conviction, keeps the bodies in the shed. He had a woman, took her to church every Sunday morning. He said, submit to your husband, submit to me, thus saith the Lord. Well, he never saw it coming when she tried to get away in his 34 Ford. Now a widower is strumming on a banjo with a missing chord. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough. It's good enough. It's good enough for me.
When I think about dying, I think about children. And when I think about children, I think about you. And when I think about you, I feel like crying. Crying for my youth. And when I think of my youth, I think of my freedom. And when I think of my freedom, I feel so alone. And when I feel lonely, I want you to hold me. Hold me in your arms. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. And when I think of your arms, I think about sleeping, sleeping like a baby all through the night. And then I think of the night, and I feel like weeping, weeping for my life. Ooh-hoo. And when I think of my life, I wanna be with you, shoulder to shoulder. When we're waking up, and we're waking up, and we're one day older, and we're making love.
Trio of spatial music, sparse and breathy. Brazilian Rodrigo Amarante, followed by New Age Gospel and Oklahoma's Parker Millsap. Last in that lineup of storytellers was Anais Mitchell, and now you know from her forthcoming album, XOA, Hugs and Kisses, Anais. She was on World on 3 a few years ago, talking to Marianne Kennedy. Sadly, you can't listen again to that session, but if you go to the World on 3 homepage and click on Clips in the menu, we have uploaded the session from guests that we've had on the programme since June 2012. Also, remember, we've got a great archive of recordings from the Radio 3 team's travels all around the world. Perhaps if you're going somewhere exotic on your next trip, you might want to check out the music on our website to give you a flavour of the place. I'm sure we will have been there. And if not, do tell us. I'd be curious to know which corner of the world we've left out. Rodrigo Amarante, Parker Millsap and Anais Mitchell are all going to be gracing our shores over the next few months. So do go online to find out where and when if you want to see them live. But back now to Niladri Kumar, a man who started playing sitar when he was just 4 years old and hardly able to carry one, and has grown literally, I might say, into his profession. He's going to play a composition for us now, which is, in fact, a late evening rag. So it has a touch of discord to it. It's a piece in Rag Shri. Thank you. Niladri Kumar on sitar playing live for us here in the studio, accompanied by Gurudev Rath on tabla. Niladri, do you have a favourite time of day?
A favourite time of the day?
Yeah. Musically, of course.
Not really.
No?
Whenever I'm up after a good night's sleep or a good day's sleep, that's the favorite time, I guess.
But in terms of compositions, because, you know, there is this whole thing with Indian classical music, you know, about the rags associated to specific times of day.
Sure. It's just that we don't get much opportunity to play morning concerts. So whenever I get a chance to play a morning concert, I try and make it, because you get to play those melodies which otherwise you can't play.
But I hear you go to bed quite late most days.
Yeah, that's when I'm in the confines of my home. Yes.
Now, you are, you know, in terms of a proponent of Indian classical music, quite a young maestro, you know.
There are two contradictions in that statement. I'm not that young, yeah, and I'm not a maestro either. So we just, one of, you know, some of the great, the real great maestros of our classical system, they always said that never try and be a maestro or a guru or a teacher. The best way in the journey as a musician is to be a good student. And that's what we all strive to be. Because there's so much to learn from everywhere.
But the context, and in a sense, the context of the teachings of classical music these days is changing. I mean, it's not like it was in the old days. Yes. To a certain extent, do you feel that maybe you're forced in many ways to be a bridge between the tradition and the modern, or, you know, do you lean towards a certain sort of timeline?
It's a very nice question, actually, because there are days when you feel that you want to be that medium to convey to the next generation what the heritage was all about. But also at this same time, you're part of the young new generation of musicians who have access to different things and don't have access to certain things which our predecessors had. So you kind of try and balance those things out. But I think the very fact that Indian classical music has kind of stood the test of time, where over so many generations and so many different hindrances and storms of different kinds of music and sound and people and cultures, still it has survived, maybe not in that magnitude that the other things have grown, but it has survived. So I guess it will remain the same, and probably it won't diminish, but it might grow. There's a big possibility it might grow. At least we hope it does, in terms of following and loving this music and practicing and learning and more proponents of this kind of art form.
You know, there's something I've wondered about, been a bit shy in asking anybody. Mm-hmm. I think tonight is the right evening.
Go for it.
Is there such a thing as a new rag? I mean, everybody's talking about these rags from, obviously, from history. But do people write new rags? So, you know, new chords in a scale?
You know, the world of ragas is quite complex. At the same time, it starts very simply, because it's a combination of certain notes placed in a position. So you need a minimum of 5 notes to start a raga. And as you know, if you consider all the minor notes as well, we have the selection of 12 notes to find a permutation and combination. So although I've been a student of statistics, but I was very bad at it. So there are quite a few thousands of permutations and combinations possible mathematically. If you say the minimum 5, and then you have the access to 12 combinations. So there could be possibility of someone finding a scale which is not so prevalent or not known. But creating a new rag is, of course, it's a work of a great master. But more than creating a rag, I think as a musician, following a rag, when someone creates a rag and somebody else performs it, thinking of that creation as his or her own, is a successful creation. Because there could be many, very many people who create ragas and they perform. But there are very few maestros who have created ragas which are performed by the other musicians. So that journey, that bridge, you have to cross that bridge for your creation to be established or kind of accepted.
That's great. That's really great. There's creation every time you play. That is it. That's a creation.
That's
of music.
Always it's a creation. Yeah.
So what's this last piece you're going to play for us, Niladri?
Well, this last piece, I as you know, we have to tune to different scales. So I'm going to tune to Bhairavi, but I will play you the sitar. In the sense, there's the rag, there is a scale, but I will try and use all the frets that I have on my instrument in trying to make some melodic combinations. So the rag that gives me free access to do that is Mishra Bhairavi. So I'm taking that scale.
Niladri, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you so much. Thank you.
A very modern maestro with a delicious sense of humour, sitarist Niladri Kumar, accompanied by tabla player Gurdain Rayat. You can see Niladri live at Durbar Festival next week on the 19th and 21st of September. That's taking place at London's South Bank Centre. And next week, my guest is going to be another Indian classical musician, also here for the festival, this time one from the south of India. Her name is Akarai Shubhalakshmi, and she's a Carnatic violinist and singer. Like Niladri, she comes from quite a formidable music dynasty. So do join me if you can. This is World on Three with me, Lopa Kothari. Time now for a couple of tracks from my world music must-have. The hashtag is WMMH and my handle is at This Is Lopa. So do tweet me if you're enjoying this next piece of music. It's not necessarily a definitive guide to world music that we're putting together here, more a window into my own personal music collection. So far, I've put Onda Sonora, Red Hot in Lisbon, and Radio Citizen's Berlin Serengeti into the World on Three collection. Tonight, it's the turn of the Congo Colossus himself, François Luambo Makiadi, more famously known as Franco. When he died in Belgium in 1989, 25 years ago next month, he was grossly overweight, but definitely not forgotten. His body was flown back to Kinshasa. 4 days of national mourning ensued, and state radio played nothing but Franco songs. So, as you can imagine, there are many, many records of his for me to choose from. So this is a bit of a cheat because it's a two CD compilation. It's called Franco and et le TPOK Jazz. That's a Tout Puissant Orchestre Kinshasa Jazz, a retrospective, volume 1, 1953 to 1980. I've chosen one song from each CD, and both actually relate to Franco's brother. The first is a song that his brother wrote for a popular band of the time, Negro Succès, called Marie Naboyi, that Franco then worked his own magic on. It's a great piece that moves effortlessly from Congolese rumba to funk to a James Brown-inspired bit of mumbo-jumbo at the end. The second song is Kinsiona, meaning grief, a heartbreaking song that Franco wrote to help him deal with his brother's untimely death. Sandwiched between the two is another gem of a track from Please Don't Freeze, Early Black Rock and Roll, Volume 3. So we start with Franco and Marie Naboyi, Congolese rumba, funk, soukous and James Brown, all in one scrumptious helping.
Marie, tikanga inanova, ya patanga konga epaia egeni, na kokoka kolimisa yoteo, matongi eleka na yo. Na banyo bongo, na lingite o ya kananda konangai, o pusi kome mabi memela ya makambo, soki batuni yo o kondi mateo. Ejenie koranda teo moninga, o ebiye matongi ya mari, akoluka kaka bebisa, amitie ya biso na yo. Tango konga epaia egeni na kokoka kolimbisa yoteo matongi eleka na yo na boyo bongo na lingiteo oya kananda konangai opusi kome mabi memela ya makambo soki batuni yo okondi mateo egeni ye kolanda teo moninga oyebiye matongi ya mari Akoluka kaka bebisa amitie ya biso na yo Mari na boyo Luka ya yo kamaranda pombo tambole Na bananga ye na boyo sangi sangi yele ki ane nzoto Marina payo na sanzi yo bandeko Mope si trouble nga ne jeni bandeko Na bo nanga yo na bo yo Kene koli ya epa yo uyakai Luka ya yo kamaranda pombo tambola Na bo nanga yo na bo yo Sangi sangi yele kiyo nizoto Marina bo yo na sanzi yo bandeko Ope si trouble nga ne jeni bandeko Na bo nanga yo na bo yo Kene koli ya epa yo uyaka Kotongo baninga nasi mandaka yeye
Odi manda kebo Sonde sala yobo
Kumben 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 kumben
Odi manda kebo Sonde sala yobo
Balobi nangai okomi jero Okomi koye babilamba paninga bakola kakao
Odi manda kebo Sonde sala yobo
Kumben 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 kumben
Odi manda kebo Sonde sala yobo
Tala baninga baboyo Likolo ya songi songi na yo mabeo
Odi manda kebo Sonde songi elekayo
Kume sekete kume kumene Kundeke sekete kume
Odi manda kebo
Balobi nangai okomi jero okomi koye babilamba paninga bakola kakao
Odi manda kebo sangi sangi elekayo
gérant okomi kopona bilamba mpaninga bakolingaka
You got me running. You got me running. You got me running.
Belo, belo, sanisu, ya, ya, mwe, que tina no bate la mwe. kala yengangwe kubagogama usiama ukola diogata mambu manuninye banani basala moe
Mournful to the core, Franco e le TPOK jazz. The story behind that song, Canciona, which means grief, is that Franco and his younger brother had had a huge argument over a woman. His brother stormed out of the house, taking the woman in question with him, and drove off into the night. The car crashed. The woman lost her legs but survived. Franco's brother was killed. Franco was devastated, and that song was his heartfelt outpouring of grief. It's on Francophonic Volume 1, which is my world music must-have this week. Second in that trio of tunes was the falsetto voice of Donny Elbert and Wild Child, recorded in 1957, and one of the 26 fantastic numbers plucked from the archives for Please Don't Freeze, early Black and Rock and Roll Volume 3. Details of all the music I'm playing tonight are on the World on 3 homepage, bbc.co.uk/radio3/World on 3. And if you want to listen back to any part of tonight's programme, you can for the next 7 days by clicking on the Listen Again button. OK, how's a bit of disco dancing island style now? This is a remix of Dansa Mami Criollo from Cape Verde's Tito Paris.
Abre pro coração, me comboica, sonho do noite. Sonho do noite, criolinha cola mami. Criolinha dança mami.
Dança mami, criola.
A minha gosta de borro, de bu corpo. Eu posso sanidade que tá bom, ama o crecheu. Abre pro coração, me comboica, sonho do noite. Sonho do noite, criolinha cola mami. Criolinha dança mami, doçura, ei.
Na mente, nossa tradição.
A remix there of Tito Paris's song Danza Mami Criollo. Now, banjo husband and wife team Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn, who've been playing together ever since they met nearly 10 years ago, have brought out their first duo album. It's witty, soulful, and as you can imagine, it gives the banjo plenty of space to breathe. I'm going to play Railroad, the opening track from it, in a moment. But first, here's a tune from Estonian rock guitarists Janos Nogusto and Tonu Tim, who teamed up to lay down some tunes and explore their love of music on their album, The Estonian Kingdom. More folk than rock, this is To Dublin.
Fifa, fill ya, oh, oh, Fifa, fill ya, fill ya, strumming on the old.
Brings us to the end of tonight's World on Three with me, Lopa Kothari. My guest next week is South Indian Carnatic violinist Akarai Subbalakshmi. Do join me if you can. I leave you with a song from Lebanese singer Rima Kashikh, one of the tracks on Rough Guide to Arabic Jazz. I'll see you next Friday. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Two final string quartets in this opening couple of hours by Schubert and Mendelssohn, and in between them one by Ginastera. It's a concert the Artemis Quartet gave at La Chaux-de-Fonds in Switzerland. And they set off here with what the 19th century English music critic Henry Chorley described as one of the most impassioned outpourings of sadness existing in instrumental music. It's the last of the Mendelssohn string quartets, the passion and sadness the result of the sudden death of his beloved sister Fanny in 1847. Apparently, the news floored him, literally, and he wrote the quartet while, the word is convalescing, I guess. Thank you.